Sometime last year, I was holed up in my house for a whole day and night. My city had a huge storm come through that put everyone on lockdown inside for almost an entire 24 hours. Houses and roads were flooding, and on the news, there were even reports of wind damaging windows and ripping roof panels off of homes. I was alone at the time, spending the day on my phone, keeping up with the news, and just listening to the chaos going on outside. Around 5 or 6, the power started flickering, turning off for just a few moments, then turning back on. Then, maybe just an hour after this had started, the power fully shut off. I waited for a few minutes, expecting it to come back on. But after a while, I realized it probably wasn't going to come back until after the storm was over. I sat on the couch and started scrolling through the news again on my phone for any updates, until there was a heavy knock on the front door. It scared me, being so loud in the midst of such a crazy storm, but also because I was not expecting anyone to be outside in this weather. I stayed where I was for a minute, debating whether to even see who it was, but then the thought rolled through my mind that maybe it was just a neighbor needing help or wanting to ask if my power was out too. It was still absurd for anyone to be outside, but I went up to the door and looked out the peephole. Nobody was there. Perhaps I'd waited too long to check, but looking out, a really unnerving feeling came over me. I went back to the living room and opened a window, letting the minimal amount of light in from outside. I didn't have any way to charge my phone, and I didn't have a flashlight, so I kind of just sat there and stared out the window. Then, out of the blue, I swear I heard a voice outside. I swung my head around behind me, looking toward where I thought I'd heard it from, but of course, I couldn't hear it anymore. I waited again, but figured it had to have just been the wind making strange noises, so I turned back around. Almost right on cue, though, I heard it again. Just a quick few words, like someone was talking to someone else. I got up and went to a nearby window, looking out. It was so dark and rainy, there was nothing really for me to see. Still, I stared out into the rain, and a sudden flicker of lightning lit up the area for a second, and in that second, I made out a figure not far from my house. I had no way to know what he was doing, or really anything at all. I just saw a figure for a split second, and now that it was dark again, I couldn't see anything. Getting more unnerved, I closed up the windows and decided to go upstairs to the bedroom. Despite this, I was still nervous about the knocking and the guy I saw standing out in the middle of such a brutal storm. It was hard not to wonder what they were doing or who they were talking to. Hours went by with nothing more happening, just the sound of the storm outside as I sat in the room. Then, just when I had started to forget about it all, a sudden sound faintly echoed from downstairs. It was a door opening. I could feel my face go pale as I tried to listen, but it almost felt like the storm had grown louder, and I knew there would be no way I could hear any footsteps at all. I just had to sit there in my own thoughts and wait, horrified, in the small, barely lit bedroom. A minute passed, and then another, and eventually, I got the courage to call 911, though I knew it'd be a long time for them to arrive. From the time I heard the door open to the time the police showed up, it had been over 30 minutes, and yet, there were no other sounds, and nobody ever came up to the room I was in. All the cops found was an open front door and wet shoe prints inside the house. There were no indications of any intent after entering my home. It almost seemed like they broke in, looked around for a minute, then just left. To this day, there's been no answers to the events of that night. This was almost 5 years ago from today. At the time, I was living in a small one-bedroom apartment when my parents bought a new house about an hour from the city I lived in. It was a really nice, way too big, countryside home with a ton of land. But due to their work schedules and just how complicated moving long distance was, they had to ship all of their stuff and have movers drop it off about a week before they would get there. To help out, I offered to house sit during that in-between time and make sure the move was all good. I got to the house on Saturday morning, greeting the movers and letting them haul everything inside, and they finished by sundown. All the stuff was piled in the corner of the rooms, with really just the couch set up for me to chill on. Seeing the house with everything inside, though, really put into perspective how large the place was. I mean, to me at least, it felt like a mansion. Huge, wide-open rooms with long empty hallways. Without anything else set up, it was kind of unsettling. After eating some leftover dinner that I'd brought with, I decided to check out the backyard. It had a large patio with a fire pit built in, and had a bunch of random outdoor furniture scattered along the side of the house. I grabbed a small lawn chair and put it by the fire pit, then sat back and relaxed. The night was a little breezy, especially way out in the middle of the open fields, but it was really quiet and peaceful. It was probably around 11, and I was out there for at least an hour or so, when just out of nowhere, a man appeared in the distance. He was walking way out in the field. I looked to where he came from and saw nothing but open land. Then I looked toward where he was heading and saw the same thing. I watched this man walk all the way down until the fog covered him up. But the whole time, I had no clue what he was doing out there. Several minutes went by as I looked out into the fog, still just thinking about this man. When again, he emerged from the dark, this time walking the way he had come before. He was slightly closer this time as well, enough to where it was a little uncomforting. I ended up going back inside, not wanting to be seen. I stayed in for an hour, mostly scrolling on my phone, but also checking the windows a couple of times and not seeing anything of concern. Around 12:30, I grabbed a blanket from one of the boxes and tossed it on the couch, laying down and falling asleep in the middle of the living room. When I woke up, something immediately felt off. I was confused and uneasy, opening my eyes and trying to figure out why I'd woken up and why I felt like this. The whole house was dark and silent, and the shadows of the random stacked up boxes made it difficult to see. But only a moment after looking around, a bright glare shined into the room. I squinted from the brightness as the light moved around the room, then suddenly shifted away. Opening my eyes again, I saw another small glare moving outside the front window. Then it suddenly shifted again, coming through the window, lighting up the whole living room and directly shining into my eyes. By the time my eyes adjusted, the light was gone and the window had nothing behind it. I got up and picked up my phone as I went up to the window and tried to see who was out there, but they were long gone, having turned their light off and faded out into the foggy night. I don't know who was out there, or what they wanted, but I'd say my best guess is that they had seen the movers and were trying to rob the place. Whatever it was, though, I think I got lucky, because if I hadn't woken up from the light, it's likely I would have had to find out their intentions the hard way. It It was just a regular Friday night after getting out of a long closing shift at work. I made a quick microwave meal, then hopped online with some of my buddies and started gaming. I had an energy drink and some snacks and was ready to stay up late and enjoy the night. We gamed for a while. I never even checked the time, but at some point, there was a knock. At first, I just told my friends to hold on as I took my headset off and stood up. But when I turned around from my desk, I realized how dark it was inside and outside, seeing only the light from my computer. I stood there, understanding now how completely out of the norm it was for someone to be at my door this late into the night. And that's when I saw a man looking at me through the window. I froze when I saw him, feeling my stomach drop out of the eeriness of him staring at me. Then the man yelled through the glass, asking me a question, but I was too out of it to understand him.
"What?"
I said, walking closer to the window. The man repeated himself, asking me if I was someone he knew, named Jake or Jack or something. I didn't catch the name, but it definitely wasn't me. I shook my head no, and the man said nothing as he walked away from the window and disappeared past my front yard. Being a bit shaken, I immediately shut the blinds, then went back to the computer and told my friends about what just happened. They all didn't even believe me at first, but I think they heard the shakiness in my voice as they started asking a lot of questions, which only made me even more creeped out. I took their advice, going around and making sure all the doors were locked, then also locking the windows, which I'd never even bothered to do before. Then they assured me everything was okay, and we got back to what we were doing. A couple hours passed, and honestly, I'd completely forgotten about what had happened. I think I assumed that if they were to do something, it would have been right after he'd shown up. But then a loud knock from behind me almost shook me off my chair. This time, it was definitely from the front door. I told my friends, whispering into the headset. They said to see who it was and just call the cops. Doing as they said, I quietly walked over to the door and looked out onto the porch. It was him again, standing there and waiting for me to answer. I watched for a minute, and oddly, he kept looking to his right, as if he were looking at something or someone. I backed away and got my phone, calling the cops and whispering to them what was going on. Another knock came as I made my way back to the door and looked out, seeing the man looking off to the side again. Then he made a small gesture with his hand before knocking one more time. But the night was quiet enough for me to hear someone else's footsteps moving around to the side of the house. I followed the sound with my eyes until it stopped right under one of the windows. I saw the glass shift up slightly before getting stuck on the lock and falling back down. They tried again, but the window didn't give in. After this, there was probably a whole minute that went by where I didn't hear anything. I just stood there and listened to the operator updating me on the arrival of the officer as I stared at the window. A loud, dull sound came from outside the window, like something being wedged into the wood. I could see the entire frame around the glass moving as I backed away and tried to think of what to do. But suddenly, a set of footsteps ran from the front door to the side window, followed by both of them running away. Only a moment later, I saw the flashing red and blue lights coming through the windows. As for what happened afterwards, there wasn't much. Police had nothing to really go off of. I gave them a detailed description of one of the men, but that just wasn't enough. However, it's been over a year since that night, and there's been no signs of them having ever come back.